And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Residents of Mukushi Zamuza Nyuma compound are crying for clean water. Over 200 beneficiaries are set to gain jobs through Mingilo Training Initiative in Dola. And in African news, the DR Congo rebels killed 140 civilians despite a peace process. To present the news in details, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Mukushi Zamuza Nyuma compound have appealed to government to provide essential amenities, particularly access to clean and safe water. One of the residents, John Mutale, explained in an interview that the only borehole drilled in the area is dry. Meanwhile, other residents have raised concerns over the poor state of roads in Mukushi town. Samuel Chileshe, a resident, points out that areas such as High Coast require urgent attention. He has since appealed to relevant authorities to prioritize the roadworks to improve accessibility and ease transport challenges in the district.
So please move the Sakamane to the van to Ven. Bo by Mbireni dried bo that is Sako benefit. So Iriawa to Mbiro, who need dried bo Yarikama. I must be Kuriba Council to the Rombakovati, but Sakamane for Ikarapa to Ariasho Stakama apply Kuriba WDs, Katus Pepanga Firaya to the Rombako Monopa.
Other issues that are pending in some areas, grading also in terms of roads, roads are very bad. High cost. High cost is divided into two parts. There is the high cost, which was located somewhere back before even Ndeke High Coast, but we can see some areas like Ndeke, they do great, but...
Mingilo Job Creation has launched a program in Kawama Ward, Chifuu constituency in Ndola, to train over 200 youths and women in various skills to reduce unemployment and provide a future job opportunities. Speaking when the announcement was made at an awareness event in Kawama, Mingilo Job Creation founder, who is also TADIX Zambia Limited Chief Executive Officer, Doghas Kinemba, stated that the initiative was necessitated to curb some vices that emanate from unemployment, especially among youths, such as drug abuse and prostitution, among others.
The reason why we formed this club is because most of the time when you go to the labor office, we have people who speak for the employed people, but we don't have people who speak for the unemployed. It's rare that you find people speaking on behalf of the unemployed people. So I came up with this idea. We don't just employ, we also help those people who are mouthless, those people who can talk or who cannot talk on their own. So this is the reason why I came up with this idea, because we don't have people who speak for the on behalf of the unemployed people. So our club speaks for the unemployed people.
And the Chifuwu Constituency Member of Parliament, Lloyd Lubosha, has appreciated the gesture, saying it is a welcome move that will be of great impact to the beneficiaries.
I want to sincerely thank Madam Dorcas Musukwa for coming up with an initiative through our company called Mingilo Job Creation. The role of this company is to search and secure employment for the unemployed youth. As you may be aware at this stage, the biggest challenge we have across the country is unemployment. So initiatives to come up with activities to reduce on unemployment.
In Kaperimponshi, an office orderly at the Ministry of Education has appeared in local court over a 2000 kwacha date. Andrew Mwansa, 44, of Tenos area, was dragged to court by 54-year-old businesswoman Farenzia Zulu. She claims that Mr. Mwansa borrowed 2000 kwacha on credit in December last year, but has failed to repay it. Mrs. Zulu told the court that she first lent him 800 kwacha and later another 1,200 kwacha after he explained that his wife needed money for medical treatment. She said that he promised to repay the money within a month, but kept giving excuses and even secretly moved to a new residence. In court, Mr. Mwansa denied receiving the full amount, saying he only got 200 kwacha to assist his mother, who suffered from high blood pressure. He adds that a friend had referred him to Mrs. Zulu, believing she could help. Mrs. Zulu, however, insisted she sent the full 2,000 kwacha through her son Joseph Lupuma and became emotional while recounting the ordeal. The court encouraged her to remain firm. The matter has been adjourned to August 25th when Mrs. Zulu's son is expected to testify. Government has called for enhanced efforts to combat the effects of disasters that come as a result of calamities such as floods and drought. Speaking while chairing committee management meeting of the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, Copperbelt Province Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza says there is need to invest in long-term solutions and consideration of sustainable approaches such as water harvesting.
Have brought some positive results. For example, the increase in crop yield and food security has ranked the Copperbelt province second in maize yield harvest in the country.